All right, Elliot Shore Parks on the scene last night when the Eagles took care of business. It was an entertaining game, and you know, the offense did a lot of good things, defense not quite as much. Elliot right now. Good morning, Elliot.
What's up? How you guys doing?
Quite a bit, my man. So, Elliot, there's a lot of ways we can go, but let me just ask you the question we started the show with to everyone. Number one thing that jumped out to you last night, because it's a little, to me, tough. Do you say Tanner McKee, who's, you know, going to be the backup, or do you say defensive players who didn't play as well? Which one hits you more?
Yeah, I might go with something a little different. And to your point, I think there's a lot that could really stand out. I thought the backup receivers all really, really shined, and that was a big concern of mine watching this team in the first 10 days of training camp. Johnny Wilson made those 50-50 catches he hasn't been making in camp. Anaya Smith might have won himself a roster spot with that punt return. They feel confident with him back there, and they don't have to put Cooper back there.
Yeah.
That definitely helps his chances. And then, obviously, Darius Cooper with his big game. So, yeah, the defensive guys struggling for sure. Tanner was awesome, but the backup receiver spots are pretty important, and I thought that they all played really well last night.
Yeah, they did. How good is Tanner McKee, Elliott? I said earlier, I think he's probably a top 20 quarterback in football. James went, you know, a little further to 20 to 25. How good is he?
Yeah, if I was another team, I would legitimately trade a first-round pick to get him. And we all see on the field how good he is, just how accurate he is. I love that he gives his receivers chances to make plays with the football. He throws up those 50-50 passes that a lot of quarterbacks aren't willing to throw up. But from being around him from 2 years, he truly is almost the reincarnation of Nick Foles. Like, he really has that Nick Foles personality about him where the guys in the locker room absolutely love him. I asked him last night about his Madden score and how he was a 61, and he said guys in the locker room have been joking around calling him 61. Last year they had another nickname for him. Like, he is a good locker room guy, and that's critically important when it comes to being a great quarterback. So, yeah, I think Tanner McKee is absolutely the real deal.
Yeah, and his relationship with Jalen Hurts is a big reason why I don't think it makes any sense at all to even consider getting rid of this guy. He's the confidant of Jalen, isn't he? Like, talking about, hey, what'd you see on this play? What'd you see on that play?
Yeah, no, I think they have a great quarterback room dynamic, no question about it. And I think that's been the case since last year. I mean, he was on the players' lounge with me last year, and the way he talks about that quarterback room, how he helps Jalen, I think it's definitely a positive. I would say, though, and while I am not itching to trade Tanner McKee at all, trust me, I do wonder if we're going a little bit far with, like, the absolutely wouldn't trade him for a second-round pick. Like,
we are.
This is when you cash in on a guy like Tanner McKee. So, I mean, it's great for
we also want an amazing backup, and he is a huge part of that offense.
Yeah, but Elliot, I'll add this, though. Part of why I don't trade him for a two is because I got him under contract for this year and next year. If it was only one more year to go, to me, he'd be less valuable to the Eagles. He's got value. He's a cheap backup. He can get in there. I got a Super Bowl-ready roster. Hopefully I do next year as well. I would not trade him for a second round.
There has to be a tax if you're trading him now. You trade him in the offseason when you can get another backup quarterback in and prepare for it.
Exactly,
you know, if you're going to trade him right now, you have to have a tax for it.
I agree.
Yeah, you also have to trade him when his value is at his highest. Like we can all act like, you know, if he plays 5-6 games this year that he'll be great, and he might be, right? He's passed every test so far. But we have no idea how he'll play over a long stretch. And you say it's a cost-controlled backup. And that's true. It is. And again, the fact we've been talking about a second-round pick speaks to his extreme value right now. But that second-round pick could end up being a legitimate starter on cost-controlled deal for 3 years. So, yeah, I think if a team offered a second, I think that it's something they'd have to strongly think.
Yeah, I don't think they would, but I hear you. All right, defense. Look, we all know Kelee Ringo struggled dramatically. Let me just ask you this question. Who is going to be the starting cornerback opposite of Quinyon Mitchell?
I think if they played a game this weekend, they would have Jacorian Bennett in the film room up until kickoff trying to teach him the defense so that he would start.
Is that the holdup, Elliot, that he just has no idea the way that this defense works? What's taking so long getting him on the field
like
with these guys?
2 days.
Yeah, they just traded for him like a couple days ago.
He hasn't even practiced yet.
I know.
I don't know.
Why?
Well, he's got to move. 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
He flew on a red eye.
He's got to fly across the country. He's got to take his physicals, all that, you know?
John. Yes, yeah. I'm aware. I'm aware. I've been through this. I know how it works. Yeah. You can get there the next day, and then you start practicing.
So, but Elliot, obviously, I think it's fair they want him to get that job. Do we know that he's good enough? Elliot, let me frame it a different way. He may be good enough to be the best of the bunch. Is he good enough to be an average NFL starting quarterback?
If he plays like he has so far in his career in a limited sample size, then he is good enough. The numbers with him in Las Vegas are good enough to be an above average corner for sure. But it's, again, it kind of to get to the Tanner thing, like it's easier to be great in flashes than it is to do it week after week when people have film of you, they know how they want to attack you, and you have to go out there every snap. So, I mean, he's a question mark at this point. Now, he, again, does have upside, and he's played well. But, no, they might have an issue at that number two cornerback spot for sure. I mean, Quinion might get five targets all year at this rate. I mean, because right, I don't know why you would ever throw the ball his way when that second cornerback spot's such a question. So after watching last night, I think there's three positions they have to consider making a move for. They have to consider making a move for a corner, a safety, and I think an edge as well. I wasn't super impressed with the edges last night either.
What were the bright spots defensively?
The bright spots defensively, I thought the defensive tackles played well. Ty Robinson had a sack. He had another nice pressure. And then Gabe Hall early on in the game, he's a guy that stands out. 6'6", the second he steps on the field, you recognize he's out there. He had a nice pass rush early on. And as concerning as the edges are, I do think the tackles can be a real strength of this team. And that's a big deal, because if they get good linebacker play and they have Cooper at safety and base, you look at the middle of that defense, and that's a really strong middle. So I thought the defensive tackles were good.
Ellie, what'd you make of Jahad Campbell last night?
I thought it was interesting he didn't start. I know they rotated, you know, guys in and out, but to have Smile Mondon Jr. out there to begin the game over Campbell, I thought was interesting. Obviously, he almost came down with that interception. Probably a play he should make. But
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, it's not a super easy play, but I agree it's something he should come down with. Talking to him afterwards, you could tell he was pretty hard on himself about dropping that interception. So I didn't think much stood out from him on the field. But just the fact he didn't start, I thought, was a little interesting.
Yeah. Mondon struggled, it looked like.
Yeah. No, I agree. Now, I do think, you know, for being a mid-round pick, I thought just the fact he did start over Campbell was a sign of how good they feel about him. But I agree. He didn't do a ton with his opportunity.
He looked, I don't know, smaller and less stout than I would have liked. Smile Mondon, having seen him at camp, he does fly around. He looks really good sideline to sideline, but can he hold up? That's a big concern now, having seen him in a game situation. I can't get around how small he feels now. Not just looks, but feels as a player. On the offensive side of the ball, Elliot, the backs, running back-wise, A.J. Dillon and Will Shipley, who had a better game?
I thought Will Shipley had definitely had a better game. I'm going to put my 53-man roster together this morning, and I don't know if A.J. Dillon will be on it.
I thought he was pretty good.
I think he'll be in the building, and I think he'll probably be on the practice squad to start the season. But if you look at other guys that had big games last night, Darius Cooper, Anaya Smith, like, these are guys that if they cut, they're going to have to go through waivers. A.J. Dillon doesn't go through waivers, so they can cut him, put him on the practice squad, promote him for a few weeks, and figure it out. He doesn't look like he has a great burst to me out of the backfield. I think Will Shipley is considerably faster. Right, no, I agree, yeah. But Will Shipley, I think, is considerably faster. So I thought Will Shipley on that run last night really showed his upside.
Can you just explain real quick, Ellie, why can't another team claim him if he gets cut by the Eagles, A.J. Dillon?
Because if you're in the league a certain amount of time, you're a vested veteran, and you don't end up going through the waiver system. So I think it's 4 years, but if you've been in the league over 4 years and you're cut,
3 years and two games.
But can't someone take him off the Eagles practice squad if they want? I thought that was part of how it worked.
But it's not. He would have to agree to go. You can't just pluck him and take him. He would have to agree to go. So
did you say Eagles, pluck?
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure, because there was a lot of UCK. Buddy, and buddy. I heard UCK, and I wanted to make sure we started with a PL.
Okay. It definitely was a PL.
Quite a different way to persuade him. But I think that I think what the Eagles would do is they would pay him enough where he would be okay sitting on the practice squad for a few weeks.
Okay.
Darius Cooper looks outstanding from what I saw. Did he do enough to catapult himself up that up up the depth chart, there are a lot of wide receivers out there. We know that Johnny Wilson did a really nice job. We know that Anaya Smith did a really nice job, and it feels like those are young guys who they want to keep. But Darius Cooper is so far down on that depth chart. Did he do enough to sort of catapult his way up into the consciousness to where he can possibly make this team, Elliot?
Yeah, I think he did do enough last night. The only issue is a lot of other guys did enough too, right? Johnny Wilson played well, and Anaya Smith with the special teams return. But Darius Cooper has been outstanding all of training camp. He catches everything thrown his way. He's not someone that has, I don't think, a special physical, like elite physical skill.
But he's large.
He does everything well. He's strong. He has a bit of a Debo build, yes. I would say. You know, so we'll see. Like, talking to him last night, I'll say this. Like, he is someone fans will fall in love with. I've been at a ton of press conferences after games with these guys. He starts his press conference off last night saying, "Hi, I'm Darius Cooper. I graduated from Charleston State. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm blessed to be here." So he does have a charming quality about him. So, yeah, he did a lot last night to help his stock for sure.
That's cool.
Awesome.
I like that. All right, Elliot, final thing. We got to make a decision here because the me and Jack running's coming up. And we need to figure out how long the run should be. I want to play some audio of the afternoon show from yesterday discussing this. And then we'll get your reaction. Here's what the guys in the afternoon show said.
Jack just put a lot of pressure on himself to win the race and then win basketball.
You can handle it.
I think you should get out for a little bit of running. Just a little bit of running. Get your cardio.
Once you figure out what the exact running is.
Well,
God forbid.
Imagine we would figure it out.
Is it a lap around? Is it a sprint? Is it whatever?
I think it should be a quarter mile. It should be one lap around of track.
Either one's fine.
Yeah.
I just would like to know what it is.
Sure. Yeah. I think the longer it is, the more of a chance... The safer it is for you.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know,
I just want to get it over with.
Yeah,
as fast as possible.
I'm hearing you. I hear you.
Boy, that last line is weird.
Look, they sound like they like the quarter mile idea. Like, yeah. Spike is proposing that's his.
Well,
favorite
I think he
idea.
Thinks that's hardest for me.
But I think you have a great chance of winning that. From what I've seen, Jack is a quitter.
Yeah, I don't know,
Jack.
Don't
when he gets to that right final angle. Stretch. To him?
So, Elliot, what do you think? There's the 100-meter, which is the traditional sprint, you know, Olympics, Carl Lewis, that whole thing. 200, Michael Johnson. 400, one lap around the track. Which should it be?
Yeah, I think it should absolutely be one time around the track. I think it's a very clear answer. It's the best combination of speed. I don't want to call once around the track endurance, but it has more of one than 100 than 100-meter thing. So yeah. I think one time around the track, and honestly for you, that's what I would vote, because I think the only way you win is if he trips or something like that, and the longer he runs, the more likely it is he falls. So
he's got
I
a great chance of
one.
Being out yeah. of gas in that final
well,
100.
So, and Jack,
no, all that lactic acid in his legs. He could trip.
Well, and Jack can run for maybe. Distance, but you can't. So it's not a full-out sprint if you do the 400-meter, the one lap. I think it can test, like, I don't think that the endurance of running however long Jack runs, 3, 4, 10 miles, really translates to a 400-meter, if that makes sense. So I do think it gives you an equal chance.
Look, one thing I'm going to have to learn if we do that is
aerobic and anaerobic.
What percentage do I run at? Meaning, you know, if 100 meters.
90%.
That's what I figured, about 90% the whole time. Yeah.
And then 100 at the end.
Till the end, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, one more thing I want to play for you, Elliot. James, this is number 30, if we can, please. Because, you know, Elliot, I know your buddies with France, but there's also the question of, is this the guy to believe in? Like, listen to something that happened on their show on Wednesday. This was after tennis.
Let me explain half-ass Jack here. So half-ass Jack Ike practices two times, both with Goose, whoever the hell Goose is. Might even not.
2012 chess mod player.
Like, this is Top Gun or something. Your friend Goose.
Yeah.
I don't think the Goose exists.
Yeah, doesn't he really exist?
Yeah. Then the other thing is the match is at 11:30 today at FDR Park. So I get there at about 10:50, right?
Mm-hmm.
10:50. And I see you walking up right around 10:58, I think it was.
Yep.
11 o'clock, no Jack. 11:05, no Jack. 11:10, no Jack. 11:15, no Jack. Jack waddles up at 11:18, smiling, not a care in the world, while the camera had been there for 35, 40 minutes warming up.
Is that the guy to believe in, Elliot? Put another way, is he still the favorite?
So I think he's still the favorite just because I do think the two events really favor him. But, yeah, I was there earlier than Jack was. I would have been there an hour early like you were warming up. So
I got a good warm-up in. Like, I was wondering if I was going too hard, honestly.
And you dominated him, so it was
correct.
A good
I would have dominated him. I could have rolled out freaking bed and dominated him, but yeah, correct.
Yeah, no, I agree. No, I mean, look, Jack's got to take the last two events more seriously, no question about it.
All right, Elliot, good man. Good job last night, and we'll be talking to you. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Elliot.
Yeah, talk to you soon.
All right, Elliot Shore Parks.